Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey. Good morning. It's beautiful. It's Saturday. Okay, it's going to rain a little bit, but it's going to be beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning in Hilo, and it rains in Hilo all the time. So it's beautiful in Hilo. It's got to be beautiful everywhere. And it's all our disposition, right? I mean, even if it's overcast and, you know, it's kind of strange outside, just kind of get into the mood and go enjoy a round of golf. I mean, you could go up to Volcano right now if you're feeling all muggy and hot. It's about 50 degrees. Yeah, 50 on the Big Island, and there's a 10 o'clock tee time and a 10:30. Or at Makalei, you could play at 9:40 and 10:52. They're high up country, too, just above Kona. Real nice. And if you're on Kauai, like the Kiahuna Men's Club is, and they're going to be playing, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kiahuna has an 8:52 and an 11:16. Ko'olina, the Eva Golf Club's going to be playing with Ohana Golf Club, too. You're all golf clubs getting out and getting busy and having fun on the weekend. If you're not in a golf club, you could play at 9:44 or 10:52. And at McKenna, the Pacheco Golf Group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time or just have fun. There's an 11:12 and an 11:44, and that really is the bottom line, isn't it? We've got some fabulous guests this morning from Kapalua. Of course, we've got the SBS Championship coming up. Gary Planos will be talking to us about the SBS Championship. LPGA co-founder Marilyn Smith, the Marilyn Smith Foundation, and her tournament is coming in September. And a Hawaii golfer will benefit from this tournament that's happening in Arizona. And Dr. S.A.M. Vanderbilt of Yar Golf will be joining us as well. I had a putter fitting online. Just wanted to see how that worked, and it actually does. You know, the golf club is sponsored by these people. Without them, we would not be on the air. Thank you to Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers, whether you need help. You're putting on an event like the SBS Championship. You need some protection, Star Protection. Or maybe you would like to join the Star Team. Call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Awesome. The Endless Pool. I love it. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt, it's workman's comp, a motor vehicle accident, you're recovering from really serious surgery, or not that serious surgery, but still you're recovering on Ward Avenue just across from the Sports Authority. Therapy that achieves results. Moon Physical Therapy. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge. Alakai Mechanical. The Computer Doctor. Hey, whether it's a PC or a Mac, a laptop, a desktop, or your network, they come to you or you can carry it in. That's the Computer Doctor. And Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet. Go green with Floors of Hawaii flooring done right, a wide selection. Carpet, tile, wood, all licensed installers. Floors of Hawaii. It's been a real interesting week. On Thursday, Friday, we were on top of the world, weren't we? We had Michelle Wee, Tiger Woods, and John Daly all at the top of the leaderboards. Wee with the outright lead. Tiger tied for the lead. And John Daly shot a 67 in Knoxville. Well, by Friday, Michelle has maintained her lead. Yes, and she starts today with a three-stroke advantage over G.I. Shin. But, you know, Saturday's notoriously difficult for Michelle, so do whatever it takes in your world. For me, it means completely ignoring her game and not watching at all, and then being pleasantly surprised at the end of the day. She's still in the lead. Fantastic. Or if you have to, watch her every move. If you can't watch her where you'd like to, maybe you can be distracted by watching Waipio in the Little League Baseball. They're going to get to the World Championship, aren't they? Yes. Friday, Tiger Woods couldn't putt. Couldn't putt for the life of him. As he said, you know, if you can't putt, it's just not going to work. And he's just having problems. He hit the ball just as well as he did on the first day, but not on the green on the second day. We'll be hearing from him a little bit later on. Alex Ching, well, he did really well, but then he fell to Peter Uihlein of Florida, U.S. Amateur, Chambers Bay. Today, Uihlein hopes to finish his match with a win and maybe go up against the defending champion, Byung Hyun An of Korea, takes on David Chung of North Carolina. And that's going on today. So you can see there's just a lot of golf. Exciting year. Very exciting year. We have Gary Plano standing by. Good morning, Gary. Oh, he's not there? Not there yet. Okay. Well, it's been a very exciting year for the SBS Championship. We have not had all the multiple Tiger Woods wins. So there are a lot more up-and-comers, and I mean people that we haven't been able to see at the SBS Championship because Tiger Woods has been dominated. One familiar face who's dominated the SBS, of course, is Stuart Appleby, a three-time winner. And Stuart will be back. He won at Greenbrier with that 59, you'll recall. Fabulous, thank you. We've got Adam Scott. He won the Texas Valero Open. I don't know if he'll be here, but I certainly hope so. The Aussies seem to show up. That would be nice. Justin Rose from England won two events this year. I'd like to see him there. But how about Bubba Watson? I wonder if Louis Oosthuizen is going to be there. You know, Camilo Villegas, Hunter Mahan, Jim Furyk. How about Ernie Els? He always comes to Hawaii. South Africans you can kind of depend on. Dustin Johnson, you know, from AT&T, Pebble Beach, National Pro, and he won. And then he came so close and he had the bunker thing going on for him at Whistling Straits. Well, we'll see what happens. Ryan Palmer won the Sony Open, missed 11 cuts, and now he's back at the top. He's shooting a beautiful, beautiful top of the leaderboard action for him. Really enjoying this. And as a Johnny Walker, this is something that Cassie Isagawa's got to be watching on the Golf Channel European Tour. Right now they're playing at Glen Eagles, and she'll be in the Junior Ryder Cup. And right now they're playing in Glen Eagles at the Johnny Walker Championship. And we've got the Molinari brothers, Francesco and Eduardo, both at the top of the leaderboard. They're going to be playing against each other in the final. This is going to be really something. Now, Francesco pretty much has his Ryder Cup position nailed, right? Colin Montgomery probably going to be picking Francesco. I haven't looked at the points, but I'm pretty sure he's in the top. Eduardo is one of those guys who could be a captain's pick, and that would be really something. I think we have Gary with us now. Gary, good morning.
Hi, Danielle. I apologize. I had a little computer problem this morning.
No problem. I understand completely. I have computer problems all the time. When technology works,
it's taken an hour for it to download today, so I couldn't get on. So I'm glad Rick called.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're there. And I was just going through some of the guys who have won. And, you know, this is, as I mentioned earlier, kind of a very exciting year for the SBS. Last year we had a very small field. We had the multiple Tiger Woods wins. We had, Phil doesn't arrive because Phil, but he came for a vacation to Hawaii. Does he really have such a problem with the plantation course? That's the question. But with all of these new guys like Bubba Watson and Hunter Mahan and Camilo Villegas, do you think they're going to be here?
Oh yeah, we're very confident that our field is going to show up in force. You know, so we're really excited. We've got we got a lot of European players coming, so it'll be fun because a lot of fresh faces to the plantation course, but, you know, great players. And you look at that stretch, though, and when McIlroy won at Quail Hollow and then followed up with Tim Clark, a couple first, you know, we've got like 11 or 12 first-time winners. But we've also got some of the best players in the world with Westwood and Justin Rose and Stricker. And it's going to be a great field. Ernie Els. So we're really excited about the field we've got. And then just, you know, adding Mahan and three-time past champion Appleby in the field. We're at 32 champions right now with four of the FedEx Cup playoffs and then six other events. So we've got 10 more. You're going to see a huge field compared to the 28 we had in January.
Yeah, it's I'm thrilled. And Jeff Ogilvie will be back because he's the defending champion. And Ryan Palmer, I was talking about Ryan. Here he won the Sony Open and then went into that, you know, very disappointing lull for him, missing 11 cuts. He was on the show for a while. He was doing so well, and then bam, and now he's coming back, doing much better.
Oh, he's coming back this morning. You know, he's playing really well at Barclays right now. Yeah.
Exactly, and he's tied for fourth, and thrilled. And he said, I asked him, we'll be on the show again soon, and he goes, whenever you want, but there's no time because he's winning. So as long as he's winning, I don't want him to be on the show.
Yeah, well, it'll be an exciting time in January with a lot of storylines and also with some Ryder Cup background too. With Graham McDowell and Westwood and Rose potentially being a pick of Monty's, should be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Arjun Atwal and Martin Kamer. I follow the European Tour, so these guys are awesome players, and it'll be interesting to see how they take on Kapalua's Plantation course and Louis Oosthuizen as well. You know, I mean, it's a completely different course for them.
After Oosthuizen's Open Championship win, Chubby Chandler, his manager, who represents McIlroy, Westwood, and Els, was quoted, and Doug Ferguson sent me the quote that Chubby said, the SBS Championship is going to look like a European Tour event. And,
uh-huh.
and then that quote found itself in Golf World a couple weeks later.
Yeah, that's good. Anthony Kim, I sure hope his thumb holds up.
He's planning on being here early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a little vacation.
Oh, excellent. So we'll see Anthony, and that's fabulous. Excellent. So the Mr. Ian Poulter, do the WGC Accenture events count towards?
Oh, definitely. Okay. And I'm looking at a message from Poulter back in this was back in May, checking to see that they may be bringing out more than just his immediate family. I mean, a whole entourage coming with him.
Oh, I can't wait just to see what he's going to wear. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk some more with Gary Planos, VP at Kapalua. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Well, yesterday, Tiger Woods had a fabulous, let me say, yesterday was Thursday in my mind. Yesterday, Tiger Woods did not have such a fabulous, he said he hit the ball just as well as he hit it on Thursday. But you know what? If you can't putt, you can't score.
Today, as I did yesterday, so I didn't putt well at all. Didn't have the speed at all on the greens. I was leaving it way short or blown by the hole. I just couldn't figure out the speed, and when the greens get this bumpy, you have to hit pure putts. And I wasn't hitting the ball. I wasn't rolling the ball good enough for them to go in.
Just not rolling them good enough to go in. We'll see how he does today. And, you know, one of the things about playing the game of golf, you might be able to strike that ball well and put all of the anxieties and stuff that's going on in your emotional life through that shaft and down the fairway. Hopefully it'll end up in the middle somewhere and not right or left. But when it comes to the putting green and having that stillness, keeping those emotions in check, very difficult to do, and it always shows in the putter. So we've got the Soul Broadcasting System. One more year, certainly. Do you think we'll be enjoying the SBS Championship another year, Gary Planos?
Oh, I would hope so. I would hope so. It's just that with the complexities of sponsorships and the tour schedule and TV contracts, you just got to take it one year at a time. You know,
exactly. The days of being able to have a 5-year deal in place are just no longer the norm.
Well, we went three consecutive terms with a 4-year deal with Mercedes, and that was the old formula. And the economy's changed things so much right now that we're just kind of walking each year in and hoping that we'll be able to extend. But I have all the confidence in the world that the tournament of champions, the SBS championship, will continue at the Plantation course.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now with a Soul Broadcasting System, I mean, this is perfect. The idea of the globalization of golf and Hawaii being the center of the Pacific, I mean, for 30, 35 years, it's been talked about the Pacific Rim and Hawaii being the hub of the Pacific Rim, tying east and west together. I mean, that was the whole basis of the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, right? Where all these leaders from the two different worlds could come together in Hawaii exchanging ideas. Or somewhere along the line, things kind of, we got bypassed a little bit. But in golf, we can certainly make that happen still. And I think when we talk about the Europeans and the Asians and how strong they're coming on in the game, this is perfect. Coming to Hawaii is easy for folks from Korea, from China. What do we need to do to make it even better for them, for an experience here, to be sponsors or to come to Hawaii to play golf?
I think we just have to keep opening up our arms, and the spirit of aloha will continue to enhance the experience here and throughout the islands. I mean, now looking at the fields for January 2011, there's 18 non-Americans out of 32. So you can just realize, you know, as you just mentioned, what a global game it is.
Yeah. Now for the Chinese players, the Chinese visitor is, you know, touted as being like a top spender. It's something I've always considered rather crass to label people as. When they come here, oh, they spend the most. But what can we do? Are they golfers? Are the Chinese golfers with Mission Hills and all the hoopla around that? We think of that venue.
Well, I don't think we've felt that the depth of the Chinese as a golfer right now yet in Hawaii, and I think that's still to come. So that's why it's important for us to continue to showcase the golf courses, the islands, to the world, and so that when that growth is there and is traveling, then we can have our fair share of it.
Absolutely. That means that we need to keep our foundation solid and growing. It's like the improvement of Waikiki is so desperately needed in some areas. Some things have been done. Some things still need to be done. The fact that Kapalua and your whole resort experience, you constantly are working to enhance it, to keep it new and modern, and keep the property, the Four Seasons, just recently completely renovated, is what needs to be done in Hawaii all the time. Hoi Pu taking the entire course out to redo their greens. is an example of what has to be done, because the next wave is going to come, and you can't have the properties in disrepair just because for the time being things haven't been sunny. You need to reinvest the monies that you've got.
Well, I think you know, there's a lot of golf courses that have reinvested, and we just completed a complete new irrigation system at the Plantation course, and I know that the irrigation team has now moved over to Kauai Lagoons, and they're working on their new irrigation. So these are all steps, that have going back the last 5-6 years that have improved the experience of the golf courses. And just on the island of Maui, you've got the greens at Kapalua, the greens at Kanapali, the greens at Kamehameha, Kahili. They've all been done. McKenna's going to have some work done to them now. It's been a big improvement from where we were, and we're poised for the future.
Excellent. Now, for Kapalua, SBS Championship, fabulous field. I understand there's something really special this year that you're doing for the spectators.
Yep. It's really the thought of Mark Rolfing, but we're gonna have free admission, and that's gonna open up the doors.
Free admission?
Yes, free admission for the SBS Championship 2011.
And that means free admit for it. You mean all days?
Yeah, yeah, all week.
Oh, all week.
All week. All 8 days.
We're gonna start on
Sunday before, and we're gonna have a kickoff. SBS Championship kickoff at 2:00, featuring the Hawaii Junior Golf community at the Plantation course to try to get everyone teed up and ready to go, and then we'll continue all the way through with special activities for the fans Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we hope to have and then through the competition, and we continue all the way through the week. It's going to be a fantastic week. I think Mark has thrown some new energy into the event, and we're excited to see these new ideas come to fruition.
Interesting, because Mark Rolfing, when he was working at Kapalua, starting off in the cart room, we know the story, and now he's NBC and Golf Channel, and he's doing all consulting, and he probably really feels invested in making sure that this event stays stellar.
No, he's very much committed and is voting a lot of time to this event. So we really appreciate Mark's commitment and his involvement.
And yours too. You're working tirelessly. So can you tell us some of the special events for the spectators you mentioned earlier?
Well, they're still maturing in our minds right now, okay? But there should be activities on a daily basis from Sunday, January 2nd through Sunday the 9th. And, I think we'll be able to confirm them. We've still gotta get the players committed, and that's why, Mark is going on the road, I think this weekend, and I go on the road, to the BMW Championship next weekend, and we're gonna try to, get some players to commit. They're going to be here early and to be here involved with some of these events, both pre-tournament week, Sunday before, and then during the pre-tournament days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So what do you do when you go up to Bubba Watson in the locker room and go, "Hey, Bubba, I want you."
Yeah, I'm lucky. The BMW Championship, which used to be the Western Open, is run by the Western Golf Association, and I'm been lucky enough to be a director with the Western Golf Association because of my involvement as an Evans Scholar caddy. Okay, so I've been involved with them for a long time, and when I go to the BMW Championship, I essentially run the practice range. So I run the practice range, which allows me to have a three-part week or trip. And so, first of all, I get to see my mom, who lives in nearby Evanston, Illinois, and the rest of my family. Second of all, I get to help the Evans Scholar Foundation, Western Golf Association, during that week. And then, thirdly, I could do all the Kapalua tournament work that I need to do.
Yeah. So we have Jeff Ogilvie, Ryan Palmer, Bill Haas, Ben Crane, Steve Stricker, Dustin Johnson, Cameron Beckman, Hunter Mahon, Camilo Bujegas, Derek Lamley, Jim Furyk, Ernie Els, Anthony Kim, Phil Mickelson, won the Masters, we'll see, Jason Bone, Rory McIlroy, Tim Clark, Adam Scott, Jason Day, Zach Johnson, Justin Rose, Lee Westwood, Graham McDowell, Bubba Watson, Matt Betancourt, Louis Oosthuizen, Carl Pedersen, he calls himself the Swedish redneck, Stuart Appleby, Bill Lundy, Martin Kamer, and Arjun Atwell, and we Ian Poulter and Hunter Mahon. I mean, this is an excellent field. I should take the week off.
I think the other part of it that you well know is that the majority of these players are going to flip over to Oahu the next week. So the people of Hawaii get to see these great players 2 weeks in a row. And however the field at the SBS Championship develops, the Sony Open then it is a beneficiary because a lot of times it's, like Westwood, his agent has told us that he plans to play on both events.
Yeah. You know. He is so hot. I mean, he's a little injured right now, but I know he's rehabbing to be in the Ryder Cup. He's only the number one, on the European tour, so he definitely wants to be there. I'm just really thrilled that the SBS Championship is happening. Kapalua, the plantation course, it is beautiful, folks. Make it the dates. Tell us the dates. We have to take
January 2nd is Sunday, the Sunday before, through January 9th, the Sunday of final round.
All right, so that's what we have to do. We have to take vacation so we can go Maui, book your flights, book your reservations, get your car, do it now. It'll be a perfect, it's going to be so much fun, so exciting. And
remember, free admission.
Free admission, and the charities are still going to benefit from the SBS Championship.
Yes,
they are. See, so even with the free admission, it's not going to disrupt anything. So don't worry, charities, you're still going to have the benefit of the SBS Championship at Kapalua on the plantation course. So good to have you on the show. Always fun to talk to you. Is there anything I left out?
No, Danielle, you had it pretty well covered, and I'm sure we'll keep warming it up as we get toward January.
Look forward to talking to you. Maybe on the road, you can tell us who's committed.
I'll bring back a good report from Chicago.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show. We've got Marilyn Smith, co-founder of the LPGA, coming up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com.
now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Wow. Yay, David Fink. David, way to go. I'm sorry, Lawrence. I would go, Lawrence, way to go. David Fink defeated Lawrence Chen on the second hole, sudden death. He captured the 47th annual Oahu Country Club Men's Invitational. And that's amazing. David becomes just the third player in many years to capture both the Men's Invitational and the Manoa Cup in the same year. Alex Ching did it in 08, Brandon Kopp in 1998. And speaking of Alex Ching, we have quite an event going on at the Amateur. He made it all the way into the round of 16, fell to Peter Uihlein of Florida at the U.S. Amateur in Chambers Bay. And, of course, today Uihlein hopes to finish his match with a win. And the defending champion, he's back. Byung-Hyun An of Korea takes on David Chung of North Carolina. So it's going to be interesting to see how things work out at the U.S. Amateur to see if that defending champ. David Fink, by the way, and Lawrence Chan. Alika Bell is number one in the Governor John A. Burns Challenge Cup amateur points race. And we've got Bell, Fink, and Chan, Bradley Shigezawa, Brandon Kopp, Rudy Kapilar, TJ Kua, all in there with Aaron Kunitomo, Sadie Ari, David Saka, Jonathan Ota, Matt Ma, and Sean Maikava. All right, we have with us this morning from Arizona one of the most wonderful women I've had the pleasure to meet in the world of golf, and she is Marilyn Smith, co-founder of the LPGA. That's correct. And she has this wonderful tournament that she puts together every year to raise scholarship money. You ladies can go to the Aloha Section PGA and fill out your application for a Marilyn Smith Foundation scholarship. The way the money is raised is she works really, really hard all year long to make it happen. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danielle, and thanks for inviting me back to be on your golf show.
Oh, I love having you on the show.
Thank you.
You know, the last time we talked, you told me about, did you actually get kidnapped once?
No, not kidnapped. Shot at by a sniper on the golf course.
Shot?
It wasn't funny.
I know.
It was in Florida at one of the tournaments, and I was paired with Margie Masters from Australia, and I was lining up a 5-iron second shot on a par 4, and I didn't feel like I was aiming properly, so I stepped back, and this 45 Magnum bullet went right by where I was standing, and it hit the ground about a foot from our scorekeeper's foot.
Oh, my.
And we thought it was, we were originally told that it was a fellow missing a target. He was target shooting. And then 6 months later, the Monsignor said, come into the bar. I didn't drink at that time, but he said, come in. I want to tell you what really happened. He says, you were one lucky girl. There was this a gentleman.
No, not a gentleman.
No, a man dressed in purple with a gun, and he jumped onto his motorcycle and went away before he could get his license plate. So I was one lucky girl, I'll tell you. We were all lucky.
Wow, yes. I mean, that's mind-boggling. I thought it was a bit of a lark story, being kidnapped, you know, by somebody, but being shot at by a sniper. The stories that we hear on the LPGA, you know, you were traveling by car, you were going from place to place, setting up, doing your own didn't you go to, baseball games to say, hey, we're in town, come and watch us?
I love baseball. That's my favorite sport. So I would go out to major league ballparks like St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Washington and hit balls from home plate out to center field before the game started. Then I'd get on the microphone and tell all the baseball fans to come out and watch the LPGA players. We had to do all sorts of crazy things like that to get publicity because, we were a women's tour and we were kind of on the back pages of the newspapers.
Right, right. You were even setting up your own, pin placements. Who did that, by the way? I mean, how did you do that without giving somebody an advantage?
Well, we had a tournament committee, and we elected girls that were good at it, Betsy Rawls, and I think Nikki Wright was on that committee, and Sandra Spusich, and they'd go out they'd tell the pros, where to put them and tell them where to line off the course and where to set the tees. It was really amazing what we did in those days. And we traveled lots of times caravan style. And when one person's car would break down, we'd help, you know, fix a tire or something. But
yeah.
You know what, Danielle? This is the 60th anniversary of the LPGA. It's hard to imagine when we started back in 1950 in my hometown. And I want to tell you a story. This is a very interesting story. Fred Corcoran was the one who started the LPGA. He was the manager of Babe Zaharias and Ted Williams. And it was back in 1950 in my hometown. And that year, we only played in 13 events, and the total prize money was $100,000.
Oh.
Well, this year, Fred's niece, Carol Corcoran, who is head of the LPGA Foundation, is coming to play in our tournament. So that's kind of full cycle. 60 years later, we have another Corcoran.
Wow, I'm just looking at the leaderboard here at the CN Canadian Women's Open.
Uh-huh.
And the number of women playing in this game, not on the LPGA Tour, and then the DuraMed Futures Tour, and all of the mini tours that funnel into that, and all the junior golfers striving to get to the LPGA, it's absolutely huge and phenomenal. And it's multi-million dollar person.
Yes, we've grown so much, and we have such a great staff down at Daytona Beach to run things, and we have a great commissioner. We've had good commissioners all along. Every commissioner has really elevated our tour, and the teaching division, too, is just tremendous. And can I mention a little bit about our tournament?
No, we're going to talk absolutely, completely about your tournament. Yes, I just wanted to give people an idea of the depth and all of the information that you have. You have such an inside look. And I also wanted to do a quick look at our leaderboard, too, with Michelle Wee, of course. We're so proud that she's in the lead still. Shot a 65-69. G.I. Shin, 70-67. Morgan Pressel, 72-66. Suzanne Paterson, 69-69. Amazing. And Rachel Hetherington just shot a 66, and she climbed up to tied for 10th for the time being. Mina Harrigay had a 67. Amazing scores.
And the equipment is so much better, too, Danielle, than when we played. And, of course, the girls all travel by air now. We used to travel maybe 10 years by car. So it's a lot different. Now, the golf courses are in much better shape for the girls now. I remember we played a course in Oklahoma that was just like dirt and then a patch of grass and more dirt. They had a drought that summer, and the balls would run like over 300 yards for a drive. Oh, you're bringing back some great memories.
It does great. I like that. Wow, that's a long drive. That's Link style, of course. Yeah. So we're going to come back after this break, take a real quick commercial break, take care of the people who take care of making sure that we can talk about your event. And then we're going to talk about all the people who have come out. I mean, I don't even want to give... Okay, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, all a part of this event, Marilyn Smith Foundation tournament that's coming up in September. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past,
From all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Marilyn Smith, and she has the Marilyn Smith Foundation. She raises money so that young ladies can earn scholarships, young ladies who want to go on playing golf on the collegiate level. How do you raise the money to do all this?
Well, Daniel, may I tell you the incident that was the catalyst for my trying to establish this scholarship fund?
Yes.
Well, when I went to the University of Kansas, there was no girls' golf team. And so my father went to the director of athletics and asked him if he could get some money for his daughter to play in the National Intercollegiate Golf Tournament, which is going to be at Ohio State. And he said, Mr. Smith, it's too bad your daughter is not a boy. So that was the response, and of course we didn't get any help at all, but fortunately my father did have enough money to send me to the tournament. But that's why I have this passion for trying to help young women to attend college, and we had about 150 girls apply for the five scholarships that we gave. We were able to give five $5,000 scholarships this year.
Five $5,000 scholarships?
Yes, ma'am, because last year we just gave two $3,000 scholarships, but in our tournament last year we made about $26,000, and of course the proceeds went over to the Merrill Smith Golf Scholarship.
And you say usually you hear $1,000 scholarship, but $5,000, that really helps. The tuition's gone up so much lately.
Oh, and yes, ma'am. It's just like $50,000 to go to Harvard.
Yeah. So, $5,000, that's a huge chunk. And again, yes, it does. And if you're in Hawaii, you need to get in touch with the Aloha Section PGA. The sections here in Hawaii, the PGA of America, they administer that. If you're not in Hawaii, they would get in touch with the LPGA?
Yes, that's right, in Daytona Beach,
Okay, so get in touch with the LPGA in Daytona and get your application. If you want to go on from high school to collegiate golf, that's the way. You can probably find information on the website. I'm not sure. I have a link on my Facebook page to the Marilyn Smith Scholarship, and it tells you all about how Marilyn Smith started it. Granted annually to the LPGA Foundation and the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund, it was established in 1999 by Marilyn with the proceeds of a golf tournament she organized. Now, that's the big deal. The organization that goes behind this tournament, it must be a year-long process.
Well, it is. We've been working on this about 6 months. We've got a good tournament committee, and this is the second annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Classic to be held in Goodyear, Arizona, where I live. It's 16 miles southwest of Phoenix in an active result community called Pebble Creek.
That sounds nice.
It's a scramble, and it features 30 women LPGA pros playing with 120 men and women amateurs.
Oh, are you sold out?
Oh, we got one more place, and I wanted to tell you that our honorees this year are Carol Mann, World Golf Hall of Famer, and Shirley Spork, one of the co-founders of the LPGA. They're the special honorees.
Wow, that's okay. You were not only do you have all of these great players who come and people who sign. How much does it cost to play?
$175 per person. We have some great pros coming. You know that Jane Crafter, you know the commentator on women's golf.
Yes.
She's coming, and Elena Sharp and Beth Bader, who still play the tour.
Yes, yes.
And Sherry Turner, who won a major, and Tina Barrett, and Jackie Birch, and Sharon Miller, and then two gals of my era, Joanne Prentice, and Margie Masters.
You've got an excellent field. I mean,
Renee Powell is coming from East Canton, Ohio.
Wow.
And we have some great teaching pros, too, that are in the area, Peggy Gustafson. And so it's just a lot of fun. And can I tell you something kind of funny that happened?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I played golf with Arnold. I'm going to name drop here a little bit, but I played golf with Arnold Palmer years ago, and I thought, well, last year I was able to, I asked him if he'd sign a putter, you know, for our auction. So I called his office about a month ago, and I asked Gina if she could have Arnold sign another putter for our auction. So that evening, a gentleman on our tournament committee called and he said, well, have Arnold sign it on the face of the putter so if they mount it and put it on the wall, they can see it, because he always signs it on the grip. So I called up, and this woman said hello, and I said, is Gina there? And she said, well, which Gina do you want? And I said, the Gina that works for Arnold Palmer. And she laughed. She says, well, you've got Arnold's cell phone. I about flipped my bick, I tell you. So she said, well, he's coming out of the shower. He'll be with you in a couple of minutes. So we talked for about 15 minutes, and he said, you call Gina up at the office, and whatever you want, I'll do. So we signed a putter, 5 Callaway golf balls, and a flag. I think it's a Masters flag.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Yes. And so you, in addition to people signing up to play in your tournament, then you have an auction for all these things?
Oh, yes. We have a terrific auction. The first place is a women's Rolex watch. I know. Second place is a complete set of Adams golf clubs in a bag.
Wow.
And the third place is a golf vacation for two at the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish, Montana. Great, beautiful place. 2 golf courses. And so it's one for $10, 3 for $25, and 7 for $50. Can they call me here at my house if they want a raffle ticket, and I can send them to them?
Absolutely. So in addition to the auction, what I just got confused a little bit. Okay.
You did say auction, didn't you?
Right.
Sorry.
So we've got 2 different things going on, right? You've got the tournament, or 3 different. We have the tournament, and you enter. So when we talk about raising $25,000, and you say the entry fee is $125,
$175.
Oh, sorry, $175, but that still doesn't mathematically kind of make $25,000. In addition, we have like Arnold Palmer, all these different things that he has sent in. Didn't Jack Nicklaus also do something?
Yes, he did. I wrote him a letter because I played golf with him one time, and. So I wrote him a letter. All of a sudden, there's this box outside, and it says books. I thought, well, who's sending books? Well, I opened it up, and there's 5 golf books signed by Jack Nicklaus. And there was a lovely note in there written by Barbara. And guess what was in the envelope?
What?
$1,000 check.
Oh.
I just cried like a baby. I couldn't believe it. You know, the support has been wonderful. And Nike and Titleist and Ping and TaylorMade and Anheuser-Busch and Nancy Lopez and Southwest Airlines, they've all come to bat and given us, you know, clubs for our prizes.
For prizes. Okay, so we've got the prizes for the people who are playing. Then we have the auction, and those are the gifts from Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and all the other wonderful sponsors who have donated things for the auction.
Yes, uh-huh, right.
Then there's the raffle. And the raffle is what we were talking. That's where the first and second and third prizes that you were talking about. That's the part. See, this is huge, guys. This is a huge event.
It's
Marilyn
big.
Smith, and it's getting bigger, and she doesn't mess around. Okay, when she puts on something, she puts on something. Okay,
you're so something else.
The raffle.
I want you to come and play in it next year.
You know, I bring Rick. I got to do that. I got to ask for a special time off from work. I got so many things to do. I'm going to have to separate my vacation. Okay, so far I've planned to go to Kapalua in January, and I'll have to fix it so I can go to September in Arizona next year for your charity event. Now, you've got the raffle. Tell us what the prizes are again for this raffle.
The women's Rolex watch is first.
That's one. Okay, yes, the Rolex watch.
Second is an Adams, complete set of Adams golf clubs, plus a putter and a bag.
Golf club. putter. I'm going to put this on Facebook and bag. Okay.
But thank you.
Uh huh.
And then a vacation for two at the for three nights, and includes golf, at the Grouse Mountain Lodge, in Whitefish, Montana, and that's just south of the Glacier National Park.
Wow, that is beautiful. Now, to win one of these three prizes, you have to have a raffle ticket.
Yes.
And you can get your you can get yourself a raffle ticket, okay? But you need to buy one, okay?
Or maybe, how about buying seven for $50?
Okay, you buy seven for $50. Now there's a woman. We're auctioning that. For $50, you buy seven raffle tickets, and then you could win. Goodness, this doesn't violate any of our rules, does it? No, this is a raffle, right?
I hope not. Can I give you my phone number and they can call me and I'll send them the raffle tickets?
Yes. Okay. So here we go. Ready for the phone number?
623-322-3574. Danielle, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Before I forget, remember Terry Taylor, who was on your show when I was?
Yes.
He's going to send us two wedges.
And he's going to send you two wedges. You know who else is going to send you? Yar Golf is going to be on the show in just a little bit.
Oh, good. Well, they're going to give us four prizes, four putters.
Yes, and they
Terry.
Are awesome. And they are awesome. And so I'm going to put this number on Facebook and Twitter so they can buy raffle tickets. And we have to take a commercial break and bring Bob Bupka on because he's standing by at the Barclays. Do you want to stick around with us?
Oh, I can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
I'm resting my wrist on my birth golf death wrist relaxer. It feels so good. Bob Bupka from Barclays. BBB, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and what an honor it is to be on with Marilyn. I'm just sad that she never got to pitch for that St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. I know that's what she really wanted to do, but her dad and mom thought it was best that she play golf, and golf's been lucky for it.
Thank you, Marilyn.
That was super. Thank you, sir. You're a doll.
That's only because you can't see me.
You're a handsome man, Bob Bupka. We've got Vaughn Taylor at the top of the leaderboard, Jason Day, Justin Rose, Martin Laird, John Senden. Okay, so where's Tiger? What, he dropped down to 51?
Yeah, it's moving day on the tour on Saturday, so Tiger got to the first tee, and he took a big move, but it was in the wrong direction. Hit his drive out of bounds, made a triple bogey seven, has managed to rattle off five pars, since then, but now is at minus one, way down that totem pole.
Woo! My goodness, what a difference a day. I mean, everybody was on the top of the world on, you know, Thursday. Michelle Wee in the lead, which she still is, and Tiger Woods in the lead, and John Daly shot a 67 in Knoxville, you know, and it was just like, wow, look at all this, you know, trifecta. And then Tiger drops out. But so what is the talk? I mean, Ricky Fowler's moving up. We have Ian Poulter shooting a 66. He must be in good health.
Yeah, no, really, the course is in pristine condition. I mean, Marilyn can attest to it. When the greens are soft, we had a lot of rain earlier in the week. In fact, they had been playing lift clean in place, so the greens are very receptive. You have no wind. It's a fine test, but, you know, it doesn't have any defense right now. Normally, Tillinghast's design has to be hard and firm to bring out the best in the players, but right now it's almost defenseless. But it's just a wonderful track. Byron Nelson was the head assistant pro, actually, back in the 30s, and I thought there was a little karma going on because Jason Day won the Byron Nelson tournament this year. Now he's tied for the lead. So funny things happen in the world of golf. Marilyn knows that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was just somebody dropped me a line. A good friend of ours just dropped me a line on email and trying to remember all these different things. But somebody just said, Marilyn Smith dated Bobby Thompson.
Oh, gosh. That was how many years? I won't say how many years ago. We just had four dates, sweetie. It was down at the spring training. I met him through a Spalding representative, and he was a great fella, real nice. He was shy, and I was too, but we had a nice time going to movies.
Hey,
Danielle.
Yes.
All I heard about Bobby Thompson, he hit the shot heard around the world. He had even a bigger thing. He went out with Marilyn Smith. I got to change what I say when I talk about Bobby Thompson now.
You know who dropped that little bit on me was Bob Kane, the author of Nothing Major.
Oh,
and he's a great guy, and I've got a book here. We're going to give away one of his books today. We've got so much to do. You know, with Bob being there at Barclays, did you attend the Tiger Woods press conference? What is the media gathering? I know we're talking about Tiger, and there's so many other great players. I mean, Ricky Fowler, if he wins and he comes to Kapalua, we talked with Gary Planos just a little while ago, that would be fabulous. Ricky Fowler could also be a captain's pick on the Ryder Cup, and he's doing very well this year. Hasn't won, but he's finishing so strong. But what is the mood? I mean, obviously, everybody feels they can take Tiger right now.
Yeah, well, certainly Tiger's going to be on the team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there are not four better golfers that Corey Pavin could possibly pick. You have to take the number one player in the world. The big puzzle right now is, will Colin Montgomery take Padraig Harrington? Harrington seems to be lobbying for it, and unfortunately, that Harrington's going off well today. He's one under on his round. He's only two out of the lead, but he will not have the benefit of tomorrow's round because the captain's picks by Monty will be made before the fourth and final round is completed here at Barclays. So it puts Harrington behind the gun, although I'm going out on a limb. Tiger's going to be on the team. Patrick Harrington's going to be on the team. And it's going to be a fascinating couple of days in Wales for the Ryder Cup. Probably almost as good as Maryland's tournament in Arizona. With those prizes, you don't even need to play golf. You just go there and give to a good cause and hope you win a prize. Don't ruin it by playing golf. Just go and have fun.
Yeah, you
Bob, why don't you come and play in it?
Well, I'll tell you what, Marilyn, what city is it in?
It's right. It's 16 miles southwest of Phoenix.
Well, that's beautiful because I have a place to stay in Tucson, so that's relatively close.
Yeah, and it's in September. You know, we can work it out so that you can, maybe we can all be there next year. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, that would be simply a blast. I mean,
yeah.
my schedule, though, real quick, like, cause I got to run, I got to go to Boston next week, then I got to go to Chicago, then I have a week off, then I got to go to Atlanta, then I got to go to Wales. If I could squeeze it in to be in Arizona, I'd love to. Good luck on that event, Marilyn. I got to run.
Thank you, Bob Bubka,
yeah,
for being on the show.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Okay, this is such a good such a good event. Let me give out that number again, okay? These are raffle tickets. We're talking about Marilyn Smith Foundation scholarships, and she's having a tournament in Arizona. It has one every September. It's been going on since 1999. You may want to plan on being in next year's, because not only are there prizes for those who sign up, and there's only one spot left, by the way. There is one spot left. You get to play with some of the top players in the world from past and present. You get to have a whole bunch of fun because it's a scramble format, so it's not like you've got to, you know, play your best golf. You can really enjoy yourself. But those who do play good win prizes, and then there are the raffle tickets. You do not have to be present to win. No.
That's right.
That's right. See, that's important. You do not have to be present. You just have to call Marilyn and buy these raffle tickets. There is a woman's Rolex watch. That's the first prize. The second prize is the Adams Golf Club set with bag and putter and a vacation for two for 3 days. And this is the grounds at Whitefish.
Grouse, G-R-O-U-S-E, Grouse Mountain Lodge.
Grouse?
Grouse, uh-huh, like a grouse?
Yes. God, Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish, did I get that part right?
That's right, Whitefish, Montana. It's a beautiful place, beautiful lodge, and two great golf courses.
Near the Glacier National Park, right?
Uh-huh, just south of the Glacier National Park.
Excellent. Okay, so see, now call this number. It's 623-322-3574. Buy yourself some raffle tickets. Marilyn will send them to you, and you could be a winner, and you don't even have to be there. See, that's how you can support the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund. And if you're a junior golfer, if you're a girl, and you'd like to go on and play collegiate golf, there's $5,000 scholarships were awarded last year.
And This year. Yes.
This year. Well, that was from last year's tournament, right?
That's right. 26,000 we made. Yes. You're right.
I'm confused. The point is, get in touch with the Aloha Section PGA and get your scholarship application, because it's a really, really, really good event to be involved with. Obviously, it's Marilyn Smith, and she put me in touch with a group of people, and they are with Yar Golf. And
yep.
Since they're on the phone already, let me just bring them right on, and I just want to say something. Real quick, I wanted to do our station identification, if I can possibly find us and all. KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, the Jewel, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Now, Dr. S.A.N. Now, Vanderbilt?
This is Jerry Jordan. I'm the president of Yar Golf.
Ah.
I'll be speaking with you today.
Jerry Jordan. Now, first thing I have to ask you, okay? The word,
sure.
The Yar. Isn't that Yar is the ship, you know, the sailboat? She's Yar.
Yeah, it has something to do with that. An old English term when in the early shipping days when they set a new ship out to sea, they would say that ship is Yar. So that's where it came from. It means agile, easily handled, easily maneuverable. That's what it basically means. So came up with that for our putter because it is agile and easy to use.
I like that. I
yeah, it's different.
When I saw Yar, I went, Yar. Now, what does Yar have to do with golf? And then I was thinking, Yar. You know, boats are Yar. The ship is Yar.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
right.
I see. But who's got the shipping background or the sailing background in your
company? Well, Dr. Vanderbilt has the words or the dictionary verbiage for that. So she sort of came up with it one day and just it sort of stuck. It's like, okay, well, that's easy to say. So we could just use Yar for par. So that's one of our sayings. So
yes, yar for par.
right. So it was actually her idea, and it just kind of stuck with us when we first, you know, started this endeavor of yard golf.
I like it. Now, one of your other sayings is, it's not magic, it's physics.
That's right. That's right. There's a great amount of science behind the design of our putter, the engineering of our putter that Dr. V has put into that to make it one of the best putters in the entire world right now.
How do you explain that when you say it's one of the best putters in the entire world? Lots of people say that.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people claim to have the best putter in the whole world, and we claim to have one of the best. I'm not sure that it is exactly the best putter, but it is right up there with the best. The best costing, you know, $1,200-$1,300 for a putter.
Yeah, it's such a personal choice. You know,
right, it's a feel that you have with
that
it.
You feel, and but, I loved when I went to Yar Golf, and I wanted to be, you know, I my putter is a little bit long for me.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's a Bednardi. I've always used it. It's heavy. I like a heavy club. I'm kind of a big person. And what was fascinating is doing the fitting with you online. You go through the whole process so that when you get a Yar putter, it is actually fitted for you, even though you're not in a Yar putter outlet, let's say. It can all
be online. Right. That's
online.
Right.
And when I filled in all the necessary, and we'll talk about this, but when I filled in all the necessary information, the response I got back was, based on the numbers, the length of your arm and the distance from your fingers to the ground and your hand, all that, based on those numbers, that you should be 5'10", not 5'9".
Uh-huh, right.
Wow, that is amazing,
yeah.
Because I'm 5'9 and a half.
Uh-huh, right.
I'm closer to 5'. So how did you
Dr. V has this algorithm program where we input these numbers into this program, and it comes out with what putter you should be custom designed for. So when you play around with those numbers, it comes out to say, well, this isn't, you know, based on the Vitruvian Man philosophy, this is not possible. So she was able to put in all of these variables into this program to come out with what you actually are. It's just amazing. The program is just amazing. So if you enter three basic measurements that we show you on our website and send in the form, we can custom fit you a putter for you.
Yeah, yeah, and you did, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm accustomed to a blade, you know.
Right.
Right, and the difference between a mallet and a blade?
Basically, there is no difference in the performance of that. Ours is neither a blade nor a mallet.
No, it isn't.
Butter.
Yeah,
no.
It's totally different. And what is unique, so unique about this, the club head has a puka, a hole, so you can place it inside the cup.
Right, right. That's some of the features of the putter.
And then press down, and then it, the little hinge opens up, grabs the ball, and you lift it up out of it. It bends over free.
It saves your back and your knees, I tell you that. Yes. So the putter does go into the hole and will retrieve the ball out of the hole, as well as, of course, on the green it will retrieve it, so you never have to bend over on the green.
No.
It has another feature. I don't know if you've discovered that yet, Danielle. It has a feature where it can place a ball marker for you also. There's a slot in back of the putter face that you put this ball marker. I think we provided you one.
Yes, you did.
You slip it into that slot, and if you place your putter behind the ball, that coin will drop behind the ball. And then you'd lift up the ball and, you know, proceed to line up your putt.
Oh, wow.
Then when you're finished, there's magnets on the back of it that actually pick the ball mark up. So once you get to the green, you never have to bend over. It'll also pick up other clubs. It'll pick up the flag stick. You know, it just has so many other features behind it. It's unbelievable.
I haven't discovered the half of it.
Yes, you have to go onto our website, yardgolf.com, and there's some videos there that are introduction video will show you how to do all those things.
Yeah, I went straight to the fitting, and
I
was during my vacation, and I was in my office, you know, with my measuring stick and my feet, and trying to get all the just in doing it three times and bending over and getting my right position. It was a lesson for me. It was great.
Right. Well, it turned out to fit you fine, right?
It does. It fits me beautifully. Right. It feels wonderful. My husband wants to steal it from me.
Oh, well.
He's about the same
I'm
size.
I'm sure we could get one for him.
Marilyn,
that's right.
You use one, don't you?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that Jerry's going to play in our tournament.
Oh, Jerry.
Yes, I'll be there.
And she and Dr. Essie were over at the house and showed me the putter. It's beautiful looking. It really is. And it's... they're going to donate four for our prizes. It's one of our team prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See? It's beautiful. Okay. I need to take a break and come back. And I want to thank Marilyn Smith. And, you know, if you'd like to stay, you're welcome. We have a charity event going on right now in Hawaii that raises money for Maui Charities. And we're giving away five nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores, along with 6 days in a hearse rental car and a trip from Oahu or any of the neighbor islands to Maui on Go Moku Lele and a round of golf at Ka'anapali. We're qualifying people. We'll get two qualifiers in the next 18 minutes because the show ends then. and, of course, I can continue talking about golf in general, and I'd love to have you ladies on if you'd like to stay with me, but I need to take a commercial break.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy.
What do you think?
Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve
results. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1990.
Oh, well.
Guarding your business.
Nobody knows that.
And retail. Whether it's a store or an
entire company. So you think I'm through here?
Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We were talking about the Aloha Team Classic. Now, they've added a special event for the Aloha Team Classic coming up in October 16th to the 21st. And this is a one-day, let's say you can't do the whole classic because it is a five-day event. with golf played on the plantation course at Kapalua, on the bay course at Kapalua, as well as at Ka'anapali. And you can maybe not do all of those things. You don't have the time that, that's a lot of, but you'd like to do one day. And you can play one round of golf with an LPGA Tour professional and join the LPGA players as they hit it beyond the rainbow, because it's for the Beyond the Rainbow Foundation, during the Aloha Team Classic. On the Royal Course at Ka'anapali on Tuesday, October 19th, on the plantation course at Kapalua on Wednesday, October 20th. It's only $850 per player. One round of golf with an LPGA Tour player, lunch following the round, and discounted rates for any of the evening activities. To win, you're not automatically in the event. Okay, this is to make it easier for you to get to Maui to sign up to be in the Aloha Team Classic, and you will. If you win, you will get a discount to enter the Aloha Team Classic. It's $1,400 to enter for those, but you multiple days, right? And you can already have all of your accommodations on Maui. So it's like a five-day trip to Maui, 6 days with your Hertz car, and you have a great time. You play, and you have clinics with the LPGA players, and you raise money for Beyond the Rainbow Foundation for youth charities on Maui. So, we need to get our qualifiers, and we need two qualifiers. The first 18th caller is our first qualifier, and this is all hosted by Beyond the Rainbow Foundation. There's lots of prizes, hole-in-one cash prize, a daily skins game, lots of stuff going on during the Aloha Team Classic. You're going to be just thrilled to be a part of it. So, first of all, let's get some qualifiers. We'll be drawing our winner on September 11th. The number to call is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. From the neighbor islands, call in too. So far we've had mostly Oahu callers. We did get a Hilo winner last weekend, so we're really looking forward to being able to draw that prize on September 11th, but we need qualifiers. So give us a call right now and become a qualifier. We're talking... Jerry is on. Okay. Marilyn Smith, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I love your show. I'm listening.
Oh, I had a feeling my engineer was trying to tell me that you had left me.
No. I'm learning things. I learned a lot about that yard putter, too. I can hardly wait to try one.
I know. Isn't that fun? I mean, the fact that you can put the putter in the hole and pull the golf ball out, it's fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand some of the physics behind this. And I was wondering, Jerry, are you still with us? Okay, Yar Golf has left us. That's what. Because they talk about the PAL and the PAS and ergogenics. It's unique to Yar Golf. It's physics that they talk. And it really does set them apart from the rest. And I was just curious about that. I'll have to talk to her again about what they do to, what this PAL and PAS, because they claim to have the best MOI of any putter. And they don't just post unsubstantiated claims, they say. So I just find this fascinating. This whole thing is interesting. And I can't wait to get out on the course. It's one thing to be on a putting green, and practicing with a putter, and it feels really good, but it's a whole different ball of wax when you get out on the course and you're playing different greens and different lies and, the undulation and being comfortable and the weight, you have to be, it might actually work better for me. It might be better on my back because putting is strenuous. Do you find putting strenuous, Marilyn Smith?
Well, I had a bad vision. I had a tendency to aim everything to the left. And I was the first lady pro to put the left hand below the right on putting. Back in the 60s, I was playing with Johnny Pott in a team tournament, and he used that grip. Well, I tried that for a while, and everybody came up and said, gosh, you look funny with that putting grip, Marilyn. Well, back in the 50s, 60s, a girl didn't want to look funny. So I quit using that grip, and it was the worst thing I ever did. It was a fabulous grip.
Well,
go ahead.
Why don't you go back to it?
Well, I haven't played golf really in 11 years because of my knees, so I think that putter, that dart putter, might be perfect for anybody with bad knees, or you say you have a troublesome back?
Yes, yes, because, you know, when you lean over, when you're in the putting position, the lower back takes a lot of the work, you know, and that's what a lot of guys on the and girls on the tour, if their back is starting to bother them, that, you know, the putting, that stance, if you putt for, if you practice for any length of time.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is. After a while, you know, 10 minutes, you're like, oh, Lordy.
Well, you know, one thing that I was watching when I'm watching the men's tournament and the ladies' tournament, when they putt, they hold their finish coming through. You know, so many people were anxious, and we look up too soon.
That's
true. If you can think back on one, through on two, three, and then look.
Wow.
Back on one, through on two, hold on three, and then look. That's your $100 lesson.
Thank you. I and we all appreciate it very much.
You sure have a fun talk show. You're my favorite talk show host.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, that's you know, that's how the game should be played too. You know, when you get out on the golf course, certainly it's serious. You know, you want to play well. Everybody wants to play well, but on those days when we're not, and everybody has them, I think that's one of the things about, you know, Tiger. It's really hard because everybody thought that he was like some kind of super person, superhuman person, you know, and we all knew he's not. He's just a human being.
Well, and we all make mistakes, and I think that he's going to become a better person. He's finding out more about himself, and
yeah,
I hope he makes it. I really do. I pray for him.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. And Bobby McCaig of Kailua is our first qualifier. Congratulations, Bobby. So good to have you as our qualifier for our Aloha Team Classic. And remember, if you want to play just one round, there's an option for you to do that October 19th or the 20th, and you can register at 800-541-7357. I have to put that on Facebook, too. I have so much to do. I think our YAR golf comeback. I just like saying that word.
Yes. I'm back, Danielle. Sorry, I dropped off for a while.
No problem. YAR. It's all YAR.
Yeah. I wanted to say something. I heard you talking about the MOI, the highest MOI.
Yes.
Yeah, I know a lot of putter companies talk about the MOI and being the highest and all of that, but in essence, what you really want, according to Dr. V, is a zero MOI, or no moments of inertia, because the fact is, the moments of inertia, it only means that it's the ability of an object to remain stable when motion is applied. So you don't want the putter moving or twisting in your hand. So you want actually a zero MOI factor, not the highest MOI.
Okay, because I was reading on your website that YAR Golf claims the YAR GX1 has the highest MOI of any putter.
Yeah, that's because of the putting industry sees it as such. But in the realm of physics and science, you don't want that.
Oh, okay. Now that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, reason I say that, because wait a second, the reason I like using a heavy putter is because it's not going to twist. It does a lot of the work for it. It stays stable.
Well, in essence, it really does not.
Well, and for my hands and my
it probably feels like it does.
Uh-huh.
But if you took that putter in a slow motion photography, you probably notice that it twists upon impact.
Actually, it doesn't. I've done in slow motion photography, and it doesn't.
Oh, you have?
Yes. What I do is I do a little bit of the, you know, coming out, and then I square at impact, and then I turn a little bit. I do have that. And I think that's because what Marilyn just said, I think I look up too soon. And that causes me to turn, and that makes my putter turn. So I'm actually very good on the putting green. It's the one place where I can actually brag. Watch, my next round will be absolutely awful. Do we get a...
Well,
we need our...
No, don't say that.
Yes, thank you. We need our second qualifier, and the same number applies. It's 808-296-5467. I figured y'all would just keep on calling in. 808-296-5467. Okay, so we really need to wrap the show up. Any final thoughts on the yard golf and that moment of inertia that you wanted to clarify?
No, I don't think so at this time.
Okay.
I would just like to put out there our website again. It's yardgolf.com. Anybody interested, there's a whole slew of information on there that you can access.
Yes.
And read about our parallel axis linearization and perceived aperture symmetry, which are terms that are developed or put out there by Dr. V, and it's an entirely new methodology to putting.
And that's
very interesting.
Yes, and that's what the PAL and PAS stands for.
Yes.
Thank you. So you clarified that.
Yes, you can go to the website and learn all about it. It's a very interesting subject. It's different. It hasn't been really put out there before in terms of golfing. So,
yeah, and you've got the pendulum versus hinge stroke. I think that, you know, everybody asks that question, you know.
Right.
Frankly, I think it's kind of what works best for your body, but who knows? This is a whole new world. Whenever science and physics.
Right. Science is the future.
You don't use your body, huh? You don't hit the ball with a body.
Well, you line up with using your body and your own physical skills, though.
Yeah, but I'm just kidding. You don't hit the ball with your body.
Oh, no. You're right. It's the club. You're right.
Go out and practice with your yard putting with your putter. That little idea I gave you. 1, 2, 3, and then look.
I love that hint. I mean, that tip. That is so good. I mean, just think about
that.
Just
get with the yard putter, and you're going to be amazing. You're going to sink everything in sight.
And for the raffle tickets, okay, if you want to get the raffle tickets for the women's Rolex, the Adams Golf Club, the putter and the bag that all comes together, and the vacation for three at Grouse Mountain Lodge, in Whitefish, Montana. Did I get that right?
No, a vacation for two, honey. 3 nights.
Vacation for two. 3 nights. You know, I'm taking my notes here. Okay, Raphael. Ray Corpuz of Eva Beach, you're our second qualifier. I think we've just about done it today.
Great.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yard Golf, Marilyn Smith. And I'll post all these numbers on Twitter and Facebook. So, and I'll try to get that in. Vacation for two for 3 days. Got it right now?
Yeah, you got it. Great. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Thanks for inviting me to be on your show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, ladies. We'll be talking again soon.
Bye, Jerry.
All right, you bet.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
And the golf club is sponsored by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security. Maybe you're having an event, you know, like the SBS Championship. You want some security on premises. You know, people that you can depend on, shopping centers, whether you need help or you want to join the Star Team, you call Star Protection. For Alakai Mechanical Air Conditioning and Plumbing, the best minds, statewide, excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product, you can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Floors of Hawaii, they're just off Dillingham near Taco Bell, the only company in Hawaii that recycles carpet. So go green with Floors of Hawaii. The Computer Doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, desktop, laptop, your network, they are always on call. Carry it in or they'll come to your place and take care of it. Call the Computer Doctor. And speaking of doctors, Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Injured, workman's comp, motor vehicle accident, Ward Avenue. They've got this wonderful, endless pool. It's wonderful. Therapy achieves results at Moon Physical Therapy. Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. You can always catch the golf club at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mama And may you hit that sweet spot every time. Remember, you know, one, two, three, and look. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.